Wall Street's $7 in tokenized funds, sends under 1% into DeFi institutions, have poured billions into tokenized funds this year. But almost none of that money is moving into decentralized finance. BlackRock, Circle, and Franklin Templeton together hold roughly $723 billion in tokenized assets, and just $49.7 million of it, about 0.69%, has entered DeFi, according to data reported by CryptoSlate on August 9, 2026. The gap says more about how Wall Street sees tokenization than any adoption chart. The number behind the headline tokenization has been the institutional crypto story of 2026. Asset managers wrapped money market funds, treasuries, and cash equivalent products onto public blockchains, and the top three issuers now account for over $7 billion in on-chain value. That part worked. The follow-through did not. Under $1 in every 100 has been deployed into lending pools, collateral markets, or any other DeFi venue. For a technology sold partly on the promise of composability, letting a tokenized treasury double as collateral, settle instantly, or plug into automated strategies, 0.69% is a rounding error. The tokens exist on-chain. They are simply parked there, held the same way a fund share sits in a brokerage account. Institutions bought the wrapper, not the rails. The split reveals what large holders actually wanted. A tokenized fund gives an institution faster settlement, transferability, and 24/7 records without asking it to touch a lending protocol or trust a smart contract with client capital. Those are TradFi benefits delivered on crypto infrastructure. They do not require DeFi at all. Regulated money managers also face hard limits on where they can route customer assets. A compliance desk that signs off on holding a tokenized BlackRock fund is a very different desk from one that approves supplying that token to a permissionless lending market with variable rates and unaudited dependencies. The first is an operational upgrade. The second is a risk committee fight. Record hacks make the caution look rational. The timing does not help DeFi's pitch. The second quarter of 2026 recorded 99 hacks, the most of any quarter in DeFi Llama's dataset, per the same CryptoSlate report. For a treasurer weighing whether to move regulated money into on-chain protocols, a record quarter for exploits is the wrong data point at the wrong moment. That fear has a real basis this year. Recent incidents span Lightning payment infrastructure exploits and even violent physical theft, hitting $30 million in the first half of 2026. None of that touches the tokenized funds themselves, which sit in permissioned or issuer-controlled contracts. But it colors how every risk officer reads the word DeFi, and it keeps the $7 billion on the shelf rather than in the pools. A quieter market than the token suggests the broader tape is calm, which fits a market driven by slow institutional plumbing rather than retail speculation. As of August 9, 2026, Bitcoin trades around $65,194, up 0.2% on the day and 3.4% on the week. Ether sits near 119.24, up 0.1% over 24 hours. The Fear and Greed Index reads 41, or neutral. This is not a manic environment where treasurers chase double-digit on-chain yields. It is one where they collect the settlement benefits and wait. There is also a rating angle. When S&P Global handed BlackRock's tokenized fund its top AAAM mark, it validated the fund as a cash-equivalent instrument, not as DeFi collateral. Institutions are optimizing for exactly that recognition. A safe, rated, on-chain version of what they already hold, with the decentralized layer left untouched. The money followed tokenization, not DeFi. The $7 billion figure is real and growing. So it is a mistake to call tokenization a failure. It is a mistake to call it DeFi adoption, either. The two are being counted as one story, and the 0.69% number pulls them apart. For now, Wall Street is using public blockchains as a better settlement database, and treating the composable, permissionless machinery on top as someone else's risk. The next signal to watch is whether that 0.69% climbs once audited, insured, institution-grade DeFi venues mature. Until a compliance desk can point to a lending market it is allowed to touch, the tokens will keep sitting still. The money followed tokenization. It has not followed DeFi.